Hello everyone, Daria here, and welcome to the episode number 12 of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. First, I want to say happy Maslenitsa to those who are from Russia. And if you are not from Russia, you are very welcome to stay here today and learn more about our traditions. Because today's episode is exactly about Maslenitsa week in Russia, which is now, obviously. But before we jump right to the text, I want to thank you guys for your reviews and your ratings on iTunes. It's just so important for me. Thank you. You make me very happy. And on one comment I want to linger on specifically, it's from American iTunes and comes from Russian Fish. Russian Fish, that's quite a name. So let me read one part of it. The only change I'd like to see is for her to repeat each phrase back to back so I can practice saying it. So, thank you very much for your comment and for your suggestion. But actually, I'm a little confused. I don't understand which phrases exactly you want me to repeat and how. You want me to repeat the phrases from the text and, I don't know, leave some time for you to repeat it after me? Or you want me to repeat examples I gave several times? I'm not sure, so please let me know on my email. It's slowrussian@gmail.com and also realrussianclub@gmail.com. So please let me know the details. But you know, this comment gave me a great idea. I think it might be very useful for you if I read the text again. Because some of you may not understand the text at the very beginning when I read it first time and would like to listen to it again after all the explanations, after understanding all the vocabulary. So they don't have to remote it to the beginning and listen again. And I think after the vocabulary section, I'll read the text again sentence by sentence and leave time. Leave a pause. So maybe if you are at home or maybe if you are alone in your car or something like that, you can repeat after me. It's a good practice too. So you kind of get involved, not just listening to me. So, okay, let's try it today. And if you like it, let me know. And if you don't like it, please let me know too. If it's too long for you and you want to make episodes shorter, something like that. Really, let me know what you think, please. I'm always very happy to receive any feedback from you. Okay, I'm sorry, I've been talking and talking and talking. Now to the text, finally. Масленица. Одним из самых веселых праздников в России считается Масленица. Это праздник прощания с зимой и встречи весны. Такая традиция появилась еще до принятия на Руси христианства. Масленицу отмечают целую неделю. В 2016 году она празднуется с 7 по 13 марта. Главным блюдом на столе, конечно, являются русские блины. Они круглые, желтые, горячие, прямо как солнце. К блинам подают разные начинки: икра, соленая рыба, творог, варенье, фрукты. В наши дни в парках часто устраивают большие гуляния. Люди едят горячие блины, танцуют под народную музыку, участвуют в забавных соревнованиях. Главная традиция во время Масленицы – сжигание чучела зимы. Его делают из соломы или старых тряпок. Наряжают в женскую одежду, красят и поджигают. Это символизирует конец зимы. Последнее воскресенье Масленицы называется «Прощенное воскресенье». В этот день все просят друг у друга прощения. Когда кто-то говорит вам «Прости меня», вы должны отвечать «Бог простит». And that's it for the text. Now let's try to read it again and translate it. Масленица. Actually, it's the name of the holiday. Please here remember that it's only one N here. You have no idea how many Russians put double N there. And it turns to Масленица. Many, many people do that. But there is only one N there. Okay, the first sentence.
Одним из самых веселых праздников в России считается Масленица.
Масленица is considered one of the happiest holidays in Russia. Here we see the word считается, and we already talked about it, means that people think it's one of the happiest or the funniest holidays.
Самый веселый means the happiest, the funniest.
It's just like funny, funnier, the funniest.
Веселый, веселее, самый веселый.
Okay.
Это праздник прощания с зимой и встречи весны.
This holiday says goodbye to winter and greets the spring. Here I want to talk about the word встреча весны. Or if it's a verb,
встречать весну.
You might already know this verb as to meet.
Встречать кого-то. Встречать друзей.
To meet friends. When you bump to someone on the street, you meet them.
Встретить кого-то.
But also it can mean to greet something. Just like here, to greet the spring.
Встречать весну. Приветствовать весну.
Means that everyone's happy that it's finally here. And it's so typical for Russia because our winter is so long and by the end of March we start to hate it and begging for spring to come. Okay, we're going on.
Такая традиция появилась еще до принятия на Руси христианства.
This tradition appeared even prior to the acceptance of Christianity in Russia.
Традиция.
You see, it's very simple. It's tradition.
Традиция.
And here, let's look at the phrase
принятие христианства.
It means converting to Christianity. You know, before the 10th century, Russia was pagan, many, many different gods of nature. But then it was Christianized and everyone was converted to Christianity. So in Russian we say
принять христианство, принимать христианство.
As a noun, it's принятие христианства. Another example, if you want to convert to Buddhism, you can say
я хочу принять буддизм.
Or the same with Islam.
Я хочу принять Ислам. Принять христианство. Принять иудаизм.
So it's to convert to some religion. And we're moving to the next sentence.
Масленицу отмечают целую неделю.
Масленица is celebrated for an entire week.
В 2016 году она празднуется с 7 по 13 марта.
In 2016, it is celebrated from 7th to 13th March. And you see, in these two sentences, there are two verbs,
отмечать
and праздновать. And basically, they are synonyms. It means to celebrate something.
Масленицу отмечают, масленицу празднуют.
And you know, actually, we use the verb отмечать together with holidays even more often than праздновать. For instance, when you talk about birthday,
отмечать день рождения.
It's more natural than праздновать.
Праздновать день рождения.
So the verb отмечать is better. Remember that. Okay, the next sentence.
Главным блюдом на столе, конечно, являются русские блины.
Russian pancakes are the primary dish served, of course. We talked a lot about Russian pancakes,
русские блины,
in several episodes already, so I'm not gonna talk about them again. So we're moving on.
Они круглые, желтые, горячие, прямо как солнце. They are round, yellow, hot, just like the sun. So here pancakes are kind of a symbol of sun, spring sun. К блинам подают разные начинки. Икра, соленая рыба, творог, варенье, фрукты. Various fillings such as caviar, salted fish, cottage cheese, jam, fruit are put on pancakes. Here you see the word начинка, or like here multiple, it's начинки, filling. Or if it's about a meat pie or something like that, it's stuffing. Начинка, it's anything that you put inside some dish. Pie, pastries, even candies, you know, candies with alcohol. For instance, you want to say that you don't eat candies with alcohol filling inside. In Russian, it's Я не ем конфеты с алкогольной начинкой. And again, all those words after that. Икра, творог, варенье. We already talked about them too. You can go back to the episode number 3. It's Russian cuisine, and we discussed their caviar and cottage cheese, and especially jam, варенье. Okay, we're going on. And the next sentence is... В наши дни в парках часто устраивают большие гуляния. There are large festivals in parks today. В наши дни. You see here, I translated it as today. And it means nowadays. В наши дни. Literally, it is in our days. The synonyms in Russian are в наше время, сегодня, в настоящее время. And it means now, nowadays, today. So imagine that some depressed person is complaining about how difficult it is to find a real friend today. In Russian it would sound like «В наши дни сложно найти настоящего друга». Very difficult to find real friends today. Or maybe the same person is complaining that people stopped reading, people read less. «В наши дни люди меньше читают». It means that in the past they used to read more than they do now. В наши дни люди меньше читают. Okay, back to those festivals. Гуляния. Гуляние comes from the verb гулять, to go for a walk, something like that. But as a noun, гуляние, here it means like a holiday. It's some gathering of people, some festival. And you know, it's true. Even in the small park near my place, they had some kind of festival today. You can check the video in my Instagram. It's Real Russian Club. Don't forget, it's not Slow Russian anymore. So if you're still there, please move to the Real Russian Club. Okay, the next sentence. Люди едят горячие блины, танцуют под народную музыку, участвуют в забавных соревнованиях. People eat hot pancakes, dance to folk music, participate in fun competitions. Folk music, народная музыка. It's something like what you hear every time at the beginning of this podcast. You know that traditional Russian music like bum ba bum ba ba bum ba bum ba da bum. So it's folk music. So on Maslenitsa you can hear it a lot. Okay, the next sentence. Главная традиция во время Масленицы – сжигание чучела зимы. The main tradition at the time of Масленица is the burning of effigies of winter. You see the word чучело. We talked about it at the episode number 10 about the Moscow Museum of Astronautics. But there, the word чучело meant stuffed animals. Also, чучело means scarecrows, something that farmers put out to save their vegetables. And also, чучело means effigies. Его делают из соломы или старых тряпок. It's made of straw and old rags. Наряжают в женскую одежду, красят и поджигают.
Dressed up in women's clothes, colored and set afire. So it's kind of a figure of the winter, the symbol of winter. And the next sentence is
Это символизирует конец зимы.
It symbolizes the end of winter. I mean the process of burning it. Symbolizes,
символизирует
the end of winter.
Конец зимы.
Don't forget that it was a pagan holiday, so no wonder they burned someone. Okay, and the last part.
Последнее воскресенье Масленицы называется Прощённое воскресенье.
The last Sunday of Масленица is called the Forgiven Sunday. Actually, it's the Sunday before Lent.
В этот день все просят друг у друга прощения.
On this day, everyone asks each other for forgiveness.
Просить прощения.
Ask for forgiveness and also to apologize. To be sorry for something. It's all the same in Russian. The synonyms are
извиняться. Просить прощения, просить извинения, извиняться за что-то.
For example, you want to say that someone was wrong and that person has to apologize now.
Ты был неправ. Ты должен попросить прощения.
You were wrong. You must apologize now. And also, просить прощения can be used as a polite phrase when you want to ask someone to help you or something like that. Like, you know, excuse me, what is the time? Excuse me, how can I go there? Excuse me, you stomped on my feet. Something like that. For instance, you want to ask how to go to the library. So you can say,
прошу прощения. Как пройти в библиотеку?
Excuse me, how do I go to the library? Okay, and the next sentence. Actually, the last sentence.
Когда кто-то говорит вам, прости меня. Вы должны отвечать. Бог простит.
When someone says to you, I am sorry, then you should answer, God will forgive. And actually, it's today, the Forgiven Sunday. So, if there is something wrong with my podcast and you don't like it, please forgive me. Okay, that was it for the vocabulary section. And now, let's try this thing. I'll read it sentence by sentence and leave you some time to repeat after me. And maybe it'll be useful. Okay, let's try.
Одним из самых веселых праздников в России считается Масленица. Это праздник прощания с зимой и встречи весны. Такая традиция появилась еще до принятия на Руси христианства. Масленицу отмечают целую неделю. В 2016 году она празднуется с 7 по 13 марта. Главным блюдом на столе, конечно, являются русские блины. Они круглые, желтые, горячие, прямо как солнце. К блинам подают разные начинки. Икра, соленая рыба, творог, варенье, фрукты. В наши дни в парках часто устраивают большие гуляния. Люди едят горячие блины, танцуют под народную музыку. Участвуют в забавных соревнованиях. Главная традиция во время Масленицы – сжигание чучела зимы. Его делают из соломы или старых тряпок. Наряжают в женскую одежду, красят и поджигают. Это символизирует конец зимы. Последнее воскресенье Масленицы называется Прощёное воскресенье. В этот день все просят друг у друга прощения. Когда кто-то говорит вам «прости меня», вы должны отвечать «Бог простит».
So that was it for today, and please let me know if it was useful for you or not, if you liked it or not. I mean this repeat after me section. So please feel free to contact me on my email, it's realrussianclub@gmail.com. or on my website. And don't forget that you can find all the transcripts and translations there, and you can download the lesson in PDF format. And also, go check the TPRS lessons if you still haven't done that. Very soon, I'll record a couple videos for YouTube, and maybe those will be useful for you. I hope so. This episode was really long, and I hope the next one will be shorter and maybe more interesting. Maybe it will be about the Russian bears. If you like what I do, please go to my website and press the donation button. I'll be very, very happy. Okay, thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you in the next episode of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Bye-bye!